Good evening, Audioboo. Dean Reed here. It's day 17 of Audiomo, the 17th of November 2012. And we've had a great day today, actually. We've just been out, we've been relaxing all morning and then been out this afternoon. We've been out walking the dogs, my partner's parents' dogs. And we went to a place called Shipley Country Park, which, from where we live, is around about, it's about 10 miles away. But I've been there a handful of times in the past. But I totally forgot to do a boo while we were there. I did a bit of research before we went, but we were just having such a good time that I decided, I forgot to do a boo. But it was a great day, very autumnal. The sun was shining and everywhere was nice and orange because of the leaves falling down, and it was just a really great day. If you look at the picture for this boo, we came across four swans crossing, the mother at the front and three younger swans with still quite grey feathers following along in procession. So it was really good, but like I say, I forgot to record a boo. But I'll read you a bit of history about the place, what I've managed to find out. So, the Shipley Estate is an ancient manor mentioned in the Domesday Book in 1086, when it was recorded as belonging to Gilbert of Ghent, the nephew of William the Conqueror. Records dating back to the 14th century show that the land was used as a sporting estate with a hunting lodge on Shipley Hill. In the area was prized for its extensive forests and excellent hunting. Shipley Country Park has long had an association with coal mining. However, from the mid-1500s, coal mining began to play an increasingly important part in shaping the landscape. It provided income for the landowners. Sorry, our dog is walking around in the back garden. She's a house dog. She didn't come with us today. She's around about 15, so she just stays in the house and relaxes all day. So it says, by 1722, coal mining was in full swing on the estate, and around 1765, the Millamundi family took over the running of the mines themselves. With the death of Alfred Edward Miller Mundy in 1920, the Shipley Colliery Company, founded by the Millamundi family, took over complete control of the mines and ran them until nationalisation in 1947. The Woodside and Coppice pits continued in production until the 1960s, when they were closed because they were uneconomic. This brought a close to over 250 years of deep mining at Shipley and left behind a legacy of spoil heaps, derelict buildings, polluted lakes and 30 abandoned mine shafts. It goes on to say that Derbyshire County Council determined that a country park was a suitable memorial to the mining in the area. The National Coal Board obtained permission in 1970 to reclaim the land in the vicinity of the closed collieries by open cast methods. Work started in 1970 and was completed by July 1974. A further 2 years were spent contouring the site, seeding fields and meadows, planting trees and constructing facilities for the public. Shipley Country Park opened to the public on 26th of May 1976. And it really is a nice place. It's quite a vast area, really, to just wander. And you can wander wherever you like. There's lakes there where we notice some guys fishing. And it's just a nice place to go, just to get out of the way from things. And the dogs loved it as well. Okay, so have a quick look at the picture that I posted for this boo. It was just so hilarious. We held the dogs back, obviously, while this was happening, but there was us with our dogs, a few other people with their dogs, and some horses just stood in amazement watching these swans walk past. Okay, so for day 17, I'll bid you farewell and say goodbye for now.